And now taking a look at the latest sports this morning here on KJN, starting off with high school basketball scores from around the area from last night. And games you heard here on KJN were between Adair Casey and Cam. And in the girls' contest, it was Adair Casey topping Cam by a score of 54-34. Adair Casey trailed by as many as 11 in the first quarter, but rallied back to tie it at halftime at 20 apiece. And then they went on to win it big, 54-34. In that contest last night. Also in girls' hoop scores from Friday evening, it was Creston 58-47 over Shenandoah. Savannah topped Clarinda 48-19. It was Lewis Central over Denison Schleswig 35-33. Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 54-38. Tri-Center 39-30 over Trainer. Riverside beat AHST by a score of 50-34. As in that contest, it was Shaylee Smith with 12 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 blocks for Riverside. Also, Audubon 64-23 over Griswold. Lacey Volk led the way with 15 points for Audubon. Missouri Valley 57-51 over Underwood. Bedford 48-33 over I-35. Mount Air 36-28 over Wayne. Southeast Warren topped Lenox 51-29. Corning was a 52-46 win over Martinsdale St. Mary's in overtime. Pleasantville topped East Union 40-31. Nottoway Valley 53-46 over Central Decatur in overtime. It was Ankeny Christian 56-35 over Glidden-Ralston. Also, Exira EHK was a 46-12 winner over Peyton Churdan. Maddie Peppers led the way for the Spartans with 16 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Also, in other contests, it was Walnut and East Green postponed due to that accident. Sergeant Bluff Luton 61-49 over Elk Point Jefferson. It was Arweva 64-20 over Whiting. IKM Manning 99-31 over Boyer Valley. It was West Monona beating Charter Oak Ute 45-36. Logan Magnolia 55-39 over West Harrison. Lawton Bronson 77-49 over River Valley. Woodbury Central beat Ridgeview 71-32. And Carroll beat Seidel by a score of 64-39. It was also Omaha Concordia defeating St. Albert by a score of 45-17. And in the Corner Conference Tournament, it was Fremont Mills over Nishnabotna 48-41, and Stanton beat Villisca 47-35. In the boys' hoop scores from last night, the other game you heard here on KJN, the second half of our doubleheader, Cam beat Adair Casey 58-36 in that one as they got out to a quick start and held on to the lead throughout the ball game and were able to run away as Ryan Opperly had a big game for the Cougars. Creston was a 67-46 winner over Shenandoah. It was Clarinda 65-43 topping Auburn. Also, Glenwood topped Red Oak 65-46. It was Harlan 70-57 over Kemper Catholic as Seth Landsman led the way with 23 points. Trainer 68-58 over Tri-Center as Trainer got to 28 points from Chris Zimmerman and 17 points from Connor Mace. Also, Riverside was a 71-47 winner over AHST. Griswold beat Audubon in overtime 59-56. Underwood 52-36 over Missouri Valley as Sean Blakely scored 20 points. I-35 was a winner 33. Actually, misquoted score there for you, but it was a Mount Air 45-43 over Wayne. Lenox topped Southeast Warren 76-71. Martinsdale St. Mary's 73-67 over Corning. Pleasantville 70-38 over East Union. Nottoway Valley topped Central Decatur 77-10 as T.J. Bauer had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 5 blocks, and 5 steals to lead the way for Nottoway Valley. Also, Exira EHK was a 71-37 winner over Peyton Churdan as Exira EHK's Zach Himmelberg had 16 points. Warrior Maxburg 30-29 over Iowa Christian. It was Thomas Jefferson 61-44 over Abraham Lincoln. Sioux City East 60-40 over Sioux City Helan. It was Sioux City West 81-60 over Sioux City North. Also, Sergeant Bluff Luton 53-49 over Elk Point Jefferson. It was Arweva topping Whiting 63-37. IKM Manning 63-54 over Boyer Valley as T.J. Sturck had 33 points and 4 steals for IKM Manning there. Also, Logan Magnolia topped West Harrison 78-75 in overtime, and it was Woodbury Central topping Ridgeview by a score of 71-52. That's in boys high school basketball for you from last night. Also, recently, the dual team wrestling rankings were released by the Iowa Wrestling Coaches organization. As they take a look here at Class 1A, Underwood ranked at the fifth spot as they are 21-0 on the season. Logan Magnolia 11-3 on the season. They're at the 7th ranking. Audubon ranked 11th. Tri-Center 12th. Guthrie Center 15th in that one. In Class 2A, Creston Orient Maxburg is ranked in the 4th spot. Atlantic is ranked number 6 there in Class 2A. And in Class 3A, Lewis Central is ranked in the 15th spot as the leaders in those rankings for each class. In 1A, it's Nashua Plainfield. 2A, it's Assumption Davenport. And in 3A, it's Bettendorf there in the top spot in the rankings. Moving on to the NBA from last night, it was Philadelphia 90-76 over Atlanta. Denver topped Washington 108-104. Portland 94-84 over Toronto. The Bulls beat Cleveland's 114-75. It was Memphis 98-81 over Detroit. Milwaukee beat New York 100-86. Phoenix 79-71 over Boston. It was Orlando beating the Lakers 92-80. Sacramento 88-86 over San Antonio. Indiana 94-91 over Golden State. And Minnesota beat the Clippers 101-98. In the National Hockey League, Pittsburgh went to a double overtime with Montreal and then won a shootout 1-0 to take a 5-4 victory over Montreal. It was a Carolina 3-0 over Washington. Chicago held on to beat Florida 3-1, and Tampa Bay was a 2-1 winner over Dallas in the NHL last night. And also in some sporting news here for you this morning on KJN, Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara will see some familiar faces behind the bench at the NHL All-Star Game. Claude Julien and his Boston staff will handle coaching duties for Chara's team as the league's showcase event January 29th in Ottawa. Julien will be joined by Bruins assistants Doug Huda, Doug Jarvis, and Jeff Ward. The NHL also announced that John Tortorella of the Newark Rangers and Todd McClellan of the San Jose Sharks will guide the team led by Daniel Alfredsson of the host Senators. Chara and Alfredsson are the All-Star captains this week and will draft their teams on January the 26th. In college basketball news, North Carolina junior Dexter Strickland will miss the rest of the season after tearing his right anterior cruciate ligament in Thursday's win at Virginia Tech. The 6'3" guard has started every game for the 8th-ranked Tar Heels, averaging about 8 points and shooting a team-best 57%. Strickland was the team's top perimeter defender and doubled as the number 2 ball handler behind point guard Kendall Marshall. The 16-3 Tar Heels are off until hosting rival North Carolina State on Thursday, and that gives Roy Williams time to tweak the rotation. Sophomore Reggie Bullock or freshman P.J. Hairston are the most likely candidates to replace Strickland. At the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic gave Nicolas Mahu a one lousy birthday present. Djokovic routed the Frenchman on his 30th birthday, winning 6-love, 6-1, 6-1 on Saturday to advance to the 4th round of the Australian Open. Top-seeded Djokovic needed only 1 hour 14 minutes to move past Mahu, who lost the longest match in Grand Slam history at 11 hours 5 minutes against John Isner at Wimbledon back in 2010. The defending champion is aiming to be the 5th man in the Open era to win 3 straight Grand Slam titles. He'll play Milos Raonic and Leighton Hewitt in the 4th round in that one. Joe Wilfried Tsonga, whom Djokovic beat at Melbourne Park for his first Grand Slam title in 08, also hardly broke a sweat in beating Federico Gil of Portugal 6-2, 6-2, 6-2. Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova was on court for 38 minutes Saturday before advancing to the 4th round. The second-seeded Czech was leading the 6-0 or 1-0 on Rod Laver Arena when Maria Kirilenko retired with a left thigh injury. It was the 4th retirement of the women's tournament. Maria Sharapova beat Angelique Kerber 6-1, 6-2 in the 3rd round, as Sharapova is showing no signs of rustiness despite her limited participation for the season's first major. And former French Open champion Anna Ivanovic has advanced to the 4th round by beating American Vania King 6-3, 6-4. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning for you here on KJAN. Sports brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.